Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Champions League fatigue was something that you touched on, and three of four German side picked up points there. Bayern was one of them, and they made light work of Bochum, didn't they?
Yeah, that was expected. 7-0, that's an American touchdown. Before that beatdown, Bayern stuck to the script and beat up Barcelona in the Champions League. That's a rerun at this point. Now, prior to the Bochum affair, there was some news out of the Bayern camp. Kingsley Coman had surgery to improve an irregular heartbeat. Julian Nagelsmann talked about it during a press conference, saying that he was experiencing fatigue. You know, he got an EKG, installed in his heart. Hopefully that will improve the situation. He'll be sidelined for about 2 weeks. And that opens up the opportunity. And besides that, you know, Bayern are still in contract negotiations with Coman. So his future is unknown right now, but I wish him well. Now, in terms of them being on the pitch, I mean, it was a beatdown from start to finish. Joshua Kimmich netted a brace. Leroy Sané has really been stepping things up. He's been dealing with a lot of criticism, especially when he first joined Bayern. The expectations were sky high for him. He hadn't really had the numbers to show for it, but then recently he's been warming up. And I think with Coman sideline, there'll be more opportunity. You know, Gnabry, you know, added more, and then an own goal. You know, it just went on and on. Lewandowski scored as well. You know, even Choupo-Moting came in off the bench to net. You know, it really does say that Bayern's on the right track, but who are we kidding? You know, Bochum, only one win all season long. They beat Mainz in match day two. So it was expected a beatdown would take place, and that's what we saw. You know, but the win, more importantly, you know, they have been experiencing a win streak, and the win has them back on top of the table. They're in a good position to defend their crown right now. They're level on points with Wolfsburg, and next up, I predict another walk in the park with Greuther Fürth, another promoted side. You know, they've only picked up 1 point all season. So, you know, I think it'll be another goal-scoring frenzy, and Bayern will just climb higher in the standings.
Dortmund's Jude Bellingham was key in their Champions League victory last week. And over the weekend, Dortmund secured their third straight league win.
Yeah, speaking on the Champions League, you know, what can you say about Jude Bellingham? 18 years old, 78 days, became the youngest player ever to score in back-to-back Champions League games. And he's been very key. He's actually on the radar of Manchester United right now. I don't know how Dortmund do it. You know, I don't know how Dortmund just seem to get very lucky. They win the lottery all the time, it seems like, when we talk about the young and upcoming talent. You know, we've always talked about Erling Haaland. Well, he set up Erling Haaland in that Champions League match to give them the win over Besiktas. So they're looking good. Now, in terms of the domestic action, Borussia Dortmund, I did expect Union Berlin to be tough because they're unbeaten in the Bundesliga. But Dortmund ended that with a 4-2 victory at home, Signale Iduna Park. You know, it's like the 12th man on the pitch. They always step it up when they play at home. And Dortmund, you know, are third right now with 12 points. You know, and it was a nice, well-rounded affair. You know, Rafael Guerrero netted. Erling Haaland added more, you know, damage, added another goal. Then an own goal added more. I mean, it was a game of catch-up from Union Berlin's side, and they never quite caught up. You know, I think Dortmund are looking good moving forward. We have to wait and see what Dortmund do in their next match, because their next match, you know, is going to be Borussia Mönchengladbach. You know, Marco Rosa is now the head coach at Dortmund. He used to be the head coach at Gladbach. When he left and departed, Gladbach kind of just tanked. And right now they're not doing the best, I think, that they can be doing when you look at their team. You know, but all in all, the matchup, you know, to highlight the players that stood out, Erling Haaland, you know, he did what he always does. He always seems to come through. Jude Bellingham stepping it up in the Champions League. The team looks good moving forward, but, you know, it's an ebb and flow when it comes to Dortmund. They're hot and cold. Let's see if they can continue that heat, you know, when they face off against Gladbach next match day.
RB Leipzig, neither Wolfsburg won, Chris. Champions League fatigue?
Yeah, it could be. Well, at least Leipzig scored their first away goal versus Cologne the last time out. They've been struggling. That's not news to anyone. You know, Julian Nagelsmann leaves. The club kind of plummets. You know, But you know, they are dealing with they were dealing with Man City, so that's not easy, not at all. You know, Cologne doesn't have anyone to deal with. But as you say, they did leave the pitch with a point, so it could have been worse. It could have been worse. They'll be hosting Hertha Berlin. Hertha Berlin is a tough opponent, and I think that'll be a tough match for Leipzig because Berlin, you know, just made quite the jump in the standings up to ninth. Now they did defeat the two promoted sides, so you know maybe it's not worth the fanfare or the success they've experienced, but nonetheless, 6 points is 6 points. You know, in terms of the Wolves of Wolfsburg and Frankfurt, now both were dealing with European fatigue and both drew in Europe. You know, so that match ended in a draw. I did expect that to be tough, you know, but Frankfurt's been a struggling side as well. Frankfurt, you know, when you look closer at Frankfurt, all they have is draws. They need to stop drawing if they want to be that Frankfurt, you know, that we've seen of late, of last season, to return back to the European stage. You know, they've only drawn all season long with exception to their opening defeat to Dortmund. You know, the Wolves, you know, I think the Wolves with their chemistry, they tried some late substitutions against Frankfurt. It didn't pan out with Baku, you know, and so forth. But I think, you know, they're tough nonetheless. And I think the Wolves will put up quite the fight not to descend in the standings despite this recent draw, you know, with Frankfurt.
And what about some of the fixtures coming up, Chris? What should we look out for?
Yeah, you know, in terms of the big matches, you know, the teams up top, you know, Gladbach hosting Dortmund, in my opinion, is going to be the match to look out for. It's similar to the RB Leipzig and Bayern match in that, you know, the coach, you know, did a swap. I expect there to be emotions, you know, on the pitch. You look at the rosters and, you know, the firing power that Gladbach has in their ranks, you know, and then, you know, obviously we can see Dortmund score lines. They do concede goals. So I do think this will be another high scoring affair. And we'll have to see who stands, who finishes on top. You know, Gladbach have some young talent on their team, I think, that are worth just as much fanfare as the Dortmund players have been receiving lately. You know, they just have to show up at the right time, and this might be an opportunity to steal some of that limelight. You know, I'm anticipating a big match, but when you look at the RB Leipzig and Bayern match, that was a dud. You know, Bayern walked all over RB Leipzig. Hopefully it's not the same, and that emotion brings some, you know, some sort of fight to the pitch, and we see a very competitive match. But I'm picking that one to be the top one next match day.
Before I let you go, Chris, just like always, what else has hit your radar this week?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to RB Leipzig's Christopher Nkunku. You know, he became the first RB Leipzig player to score a hat trick in the Champions League. Now, unfortunately, Man City doubled that result and scored 6 goals, you know, in that losing effort. But, you know, a player to step up like that, I think his future is bright. It just might not be in a Bulls jersey. It might be elsewhere, you know, but it's good to see a player, you know, step up and give it his all and have that kind of performance, even in defeat. So I thought it was definitely worth the mention.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.